short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
It's time for the Rutherford Home Show, a focus on everything you need to know about your home, from buying to selling and improving your home's value, with your host Dean Higbee and Dave Gober. We'll give you the latest on the Rutherford County real estate market, helpful lawn and garden tips, plus much more. Now the host of the Rutherford Home Show, Dave Gober and Dean Higbee.
All right, welcome to the Rutherford Home Show. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. Weather's been pretty nice this week. Me here today in the studio at WGNS off the square of Murfreesboro. We got a pretty good show. We're going to talk a little bit about the real estate market. I'm going to do that as my guests get settled in. I'm going to talk about interest rates. Interest rates are still low. I'm locking in at 3.625 on a 30-year conventional. APR is probably about a 3.76 or 3.8. Conventional 15-year, probably around 3.25. But no, these are with no points. So rates are still very, very good. FHA 3.5, which is good. VA 3.5, maybe 3.375 for the veterans. No underwriting fees for them or extra charges there. So, but anyway, the market's still good. We at F&B Mortgage, First National Bank Mortgage, have just passed 1 billion in funding. This week, we've originated $1 billion in loans, and we've only been in operation for less than, I think, eight and a half years. So that's a pretty good milestone in a short time for us, especially considering we only have like four locations. We're only located in Middle Tennessee. So thank you to our customers, and thank you to all the employees who work hard to make that a reality and make it happen. So Dean's out today. He'll be back next week. So he's having some good quality time. So I've got some special guests, but we're going to also talk about movie business, how it works. I've always thought, you know, what's going on. I brought some people here that have some knowledge in that area. So I'll introduce them in just a minute. Home sales are still good. Pendings are up. So, and they're up a pretty good bit. Now we're going to see what happens when we go back to the school year. I think schools start back next week. And so that always plays a big role in people planning to move, especially when you're moving up and you have to sell your house and then move into a new house and time it. I mean, it can be a tough thing to do, especially, you know, when school starts and you're in that rhythm and trying to get your new place settled. So, but the good news is rates are good. Values are still hanging in there. They're still rising. Real estate's still a really good investment in this area. Downtown condos, Nashville, you know, they're very popular. Did two loans for two condos in downtown Nashville. Couldn't believe the price on those. But anyway, that's a lifestyle for many and not for me. I like to walk out in the yard and not walk to a terrace off the 21st floor. I'm sure it's cool to. I guess I'll stay at a hotel if I need that kind of experience. But anyway, so I'm going to talk about Premier Six Theater and the movie business and some things behind that situation and how movies work. And I brought on Larry Ralston. He's been a manager at the Premier Six now for 13 years. Ambassador of the theater. Him and Sam Goodwin both are ambassadors of the theater. They take care of a lot, and they know a lot of people, and they make your experience friendly. So I brought Sam's brother on, Fred Goodwin, who has been in movie memorabilia for years and years. So we're going to introduce those guys now. So how are you guys doing?
Doing fine, Dave. You doing okay?
Fine,
this is Larry.
Yeah, doing pretty good. Just trying to get some good knowledge and some good information out to the people that have been loyal listeners to our show. I know this is probably our 12th or 13th year doing it, and I think we're at our best time of it right now with the quality that we brought in with the people of Murfreesboro as we've grown. I mean, it's been a pretty good experience. I know WGNS archives a lot of our shows, so you know, you can go to the podcast on our on the WGNS website, which is great, by the way, for local news or anything. They really do a good job, and I go there first for my news when I'm looking online. But they've got some good local shows, and you know, you can always scroll back and catch up and listen. So, and one of the great shows is Truman Show.
Great show.
Yeah, Truman does a good job. I've been on his show a few times, and I know the sports talk shows are pretty good. But we're going to talk a little bit about the movie business. You know, being here in Murfreesboro, you know, the Premier Six has been here since 1967. Opening night.
March of 1967 is when it opened up. And the very first movie they showed there was Follow Me, Boys, with Fred McMurray and Kurt Russell. And Kurt Russell, I guess, was probably a teenager at that time.
Yeah, because he's in the new movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah, he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there you go. So, and that's on at the theater today, and it's a pretty good show. So come down there and check it out. You know, when you look at the evolution, though, when it opened up, it had how many theaters? One or two?
It was open just to one large theater when it first opened up.
Right, and then it went to two.
Two, a twin theater.
And there was a Martin Twin.
Uh-huh.
And then it went to a four. And then Sir Pizza, where Sir Pizza used to be, is now number one.
Correct.
The number one auditorium we have, so we're at the Premier Six.
Right.
And that's, I think it was, and when I started working there, it was 1988, 89. And I was hired on as a doorman. And back then, a doorman had to wear a blazer coat and a tie, and you had to shave. And if you didn't, you went home immediately.
That's right.
So, and you had to, you know, you had to open your mouth when people wanted to talk to them and not just say, hey, you know, you had to really, really make them feel welcome. And we try to keep that going here. We do. I know we do. I call people out all the time and try to help them out and try to help them with picking the best combo on the mm-hmm. concessions and trying to help them. You know, a lot of times we got a lot of children, and you can tell sometimes who's new at the theater by whether they go get a Coke box or they go get the other plastic child booster seats. Yeah. So, and I always say, hey, try the Coke box first because it's more of a tradition.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of the kids prefer the Coke boxes over the plastic seats, too.
Well, it's a little bit higher.
It is.
And it doesn't move around on them a lot.
Right.
And when they turn their head, they're eye to eye with their parents. So, yeah. And that's the reason. I mean, if they weren't popular, we wouldn't keep them up there, you know. But that theater has a lot of history behind it. A lot of people that have been in this community today that have gone on to become leaders or businesses have gotten their jobs there.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a lot of loyal and great customers that come into the theater. And many times I hear it probably more than you, Dave, since I'm there more than you are. People are bragging on our theater all the time, saying they love it. It's the nostalgia of the theater. They just love the old-timey type thing. And they said, please do not close this theater because we love it so much. This is the only theater we come to here in Rutherford County.
Well, you know, it's a businessman. You have to decide whether that's economically feasible to keep running. And to be honest with you, we've been blessed. We have done very, very well. I think our numbers are up considering what we've been against. You know, we had to go against a brand new theater, you know, less than 2 minutes from our theater. So we kind of like David and Goliath there with when he's talking about, you know, how many screens versus how many screens. You know, if you're looking at like soldiers, you know, you got 25 soldiers against six, but we've held our own. I'd say we have the Bruce Lees and the Charles, what do you call it, Chuck Norris, and we have all the good ones. You know, the six we have are pretty daggum good, because when you look at it, you know, and I've made this comment to Shelby a lot, and Shelby's the general manager and does a fantastic job, but you know, when you look at what we've done since, you know, I bought it and we've worked together as a team, you know, we've tried to make little changes and stuff to keep it more efficient and clean and all that mm-hmm. stuff. And I've been complimented on that. You have too.
Oh, yes. Many times.
But, you know, you look at the AMC theaters, which they're good theaters, but they've got 25 screens, but they had Lion King came out last Saturday. They had, between the two of them, they had, I think it was about 28 shows to 30 shows between the both theaters. We had about 8. So there's 40 shows, almost 50 shows, within a 5-mile radius in Murfreesboro of the same movie. Now, when you think about that, you're thinking, you know, we're populated, but we're not like big metropolitan areas. You follow me? So where in a 5-mile radius has there been 45 shows of one movie in Murfreesboro? You know, who?
I can't think of an area.
Right. So, you know, our competition and us doing as well as we have, I mean, we did a really good job.
We did.
We did over 2,000 people last weekend. And, you know, and it is a testament to our popcorn. You know, our popcorn, I've got an idea about a popcorn. We'll talk about it. But, you know, popcorn, our kids, you know, not just, you know, me and you are not kids anymore, but our concessions workers, our doormen, our cashiers, box office, those kids work real hard. And a lot of them have, I'm proud of them.
They do. And many times this is a very first job for these kids, too. And we got a lot of good kids that work for us, and they enjoy it. And we kind of train them, groom them along, bring them along, tell them how to greet the customers, not just let them walk by, but
you know,
speak to them.
Let's take a break on that. We're coming up on our first break, but we're going to talk about how social skills are important today. We'll be right back.
First National Bank of Middle Tennessee is dedicated to this community. This is Katie Bennett. We understand the challenges of managing your finances in today's economy. We can help you find the right answers to your questions. First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, the way community banking used to be. Visit us at 3427 Memorial Boulevard or online at fnbmt.com. First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurant. Come join us at the new Toots West on Rucker Lane and Franklin Road. Check out our Rucker Hotel or our Mineshaft Arcade. Step into time on Route 66 or even our Stagecoach Lounge. You're going to love what we built out here, but it's the same good food, service, and specials. Toots West. It's open on the corner of Rucker Lane and Highway 96 Franklin Road in West Murfreesboro.
Good food and fun.
Nothing compares to the excitement of moving into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it, new homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that every...
This is Josh at South Branch Nursery, a full-service, one-stop garden center open to everyone. We have a combined 10.5 acres with great plant material, mulches, landscape stones, and lawn decor. Here at South Branch Nursery, we specialize in hard-to-find trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, and edibles. Call us at 893-4030 to talk to one of our staff. We also have a full line of bagged and bulk soils, mulches, and rock, and even offer to deliver any of our products. Our friendly, knowledgeable staff is always glad to help you create the lawn and landscape you've always wanted and assist you with your outdoor projects. We're open 7 days a week, and we're always online at southbranchnursery.com. Our landscape department is well-trained in design and installation of landscape, irrigation, and lighting. With 17 years' experience, we also design and install hardscapes like patios, walkways, and aquascapes. And once the work is done, our sister company, Quality Land Management, can help you maintain your landscape, whether it be commercial or residential. This is Josh inviting you to come see our South Church Street location just off I-24 past Indian Hills Golf Course, or give us a call at 893-4030. We also have 2 new locations in Brentwood and Franklin.
Are you planning to buy or sell a home? Put your confidence and trust in the real estate team at Ann Hoken Associates, Keller Williams. Ann's passion for putting the client first has placed her among the top 10 real estate agents in Middle Tennessee. Call 397-4024 and ask Ann how to sell faster and buy smarter.
This is Ann with Ann Hogan Associates, Keller Williams. Call us today at 397-4024 for a remarkable experience with exceptional results.
Hi, this is Dean Higby with Quality Land Management, a division of South Branch Nursery that has been serving customers in the Middle Tennessee area since 1992. Quality Land Management is a leading property maintenance, landscape, design, and installation firm. We provide a full menu of residential and commercial application, including general lawn maintenance, tree and shrub trimming, irrigation, fertilizing, and outdoor pest control. Our team of talented designers will consult with you to create a landscape within your budget that will be the envy of your neighborhood. We offer our service at a very competitive price. Our experience is beyond compare. For a free estimate, please contact us at 893-4030 or visit us on the web at qualitylandmanagement.com.
If you're planning to buy a home, choose a professional that will look out for you. Ann Hogan Associates has a proven track record of helping guide clients through the home buying experience. Whether buying your first home, moving up, downsizing, or investing, Ann's team will help you do it right. When it's your time to buy or sell, just ask Ann.
This is Ann Hogan, Keller Williams Realty. I would love to personally talk with you. Call me today at 397-4024. Sell faster and buy smarter with Ann Hogan Associates.
Nothing compares to the excitement of moving into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it. New homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new. There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home filled with children's laughter or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life. Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all-brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new, and know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
Cool water, clear water, keep on moving and don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man, and he spread the burning sand with
water. All right, welcome back to the Rutherford Home Show. Here with Larry Ralston, manager of the Premier Six Theater, Fred Goodwin, friend and movie memorabilia expert. How about that?
Well, friend Fred wrote, we just heard Cool Waters by the Sons of the Pioneers. Fred wrote the book on the Sons of Pioneers, and he knew every last one of them. Festus on Gunsmoke used to be one of the lead singers for many years for the Sons of the Pioneers as well.
Cool. And they performed here at the Patterson Park, I think. Is that correct?
Yes, a couple years ago.
Yeah, they're going to do it again?
Sell out crowd.
Sold out.
Well, they're wanting to come back. Fred's been trying to find a location for them, but everything's booked up so far.
Can't find a venue. A year in advance, still can't find a venue in Murfreesboro.
Well, that might change.
That might.
It might, but we'll keep that on the, what do you call it, hush-hush?
Low side right now.
Low side, there you go. I don't know what the new slang for that is, but anyway. So we're talking about the employees. You know, I talk about, you know, the kids that come and work, the ones that wait on you, the ones that greet you, you know, every one of those kids, you know, and I say kids just to, as a quick reference, not as a, they're babies or anything like that. They absolutely are probably better than I was at that age. But, you know, we've got, I think it's Kylie Dibble, UT, you know, internship, and she's doing fantastic. Just a ball of fun at the theater. She makes the customers laugh, and she's a good salesperson and really energetic. I think she's got a bright future. And then Jackie, who is going to Pepperdine, mm-hmm. Doing real well. And these people, or these girls, leave and they come back. They always want to come back and work shifts, even after they've left and gone to school. And that just is a testament to what we're like a little family. We have, is it Leah, made a 34 on her ACT.
Right, yep.
She's going to be, I think, a senior at Blackman.
No, she goes to Central Magnet School.
Central Magnet, okay, yeah. So that's another good good news story with one of the employees.
And Alexis McKnight, she went to college over in England.
Yeah, over in England. So she's doing good, and she always comes back. And Scott, I remember Scott. Yeah, what was he, 15 and driving and going to PCA and very well-mannered kid, good worker. All of them are good workers. I don't have to tell them to do anything. They just take it upon themselves.
Well, Scott, at his young age, he took on responsibility extremely well. You thought he was probably 20 years old the way he took on responsibility and has worked hard.
Well, his parents are really good, too, so. Mm-hmm. Let's see, Jermaine's doing pretty good. I'm just telling some of the people that I can remember that are still there. Owen, what's the new girl we're training to learn some stuff? Is that Emily?
We got Rachel and we got Olivia.
Yep. And then you got Emily, though, learning the books, kind of.
Right, yeah. And Rachel, she's one of the new girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So doing pretty good. We got Stephanie, who's one of is more or less the booth manager. She does an outstanding job, too. She has a day job, a really good day job, but she loves the theater. Mm-hmm. Very passionate about it, kind of like Shelby, me, you, everybody. Wanting to provide that great experience for people. I'd say if you come to our theater, you will be talked to at least two or three times. So if you don't want to be talked to, I guess you can self-serve your own Coke and pour your own butter.
And Bennett will probably talk your ears off.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing I was telling. I had a guy come up the other day, and he was like, I need popcorn on this. I want butter on my popcorn. And I think it was Momo from Japan. She's another good one. He looked at me and goes, Dave, does she know how to do the butter like I do? And I said, yeah. And I said, he'll probably want it three layers. So we layer it three times. And you know, people, you know, if you're going to pay that price, and our price is like half of what you pay everywhere else, but I would expect it to be made for you. But, you know, the new places and stuff and new theaters, I was in a new theater in Mississippi, but they have butter stations, and you can't really layer your butter. You sog it all, you know, it makes the top all soggy, and it's such a mess. And I don't want to touch everybody else's stuff, you know what I mean, like grabbing the butter thing. And then the self-serve Cokes, I mean, when you go in there and self-serve, you're touching all those buttons, and everybody else has touched all those buttons. Okay. And you're not going to the bathroom and wash your hands. You're going into a theater after you do that and then putting the popcorn in your mouth. That popcorn is the most finger food in the world, and you're going to touch a common area with thousands of people and then go dig into your popcorn?
Not me.
Right.
Not me.
And that's what I'm saying. I mean, people look at that and say, but do you carry your popcorn and your Coke into the bathroom and set it on the counter and go wash your hands? No.
No.
So you come to Premier 6 and you avoid all that.
Right. And a lot of people will get their popcorn and drinks, and then they have it in their hands and they want to go into the restroom. We just tell them, sit here on the edge of the counter. We'll watch it for you until you come back out there, go in and wash your hands and come back out and go to the movies.
Right.
And we have a lot of compliments, a whole lot of compliments on our popcorn, because we at Premier 6 Theater, we pop our popcorn fresh daily.
Yep.
Other larger theaters cannot keep up that pace by popping it fresh daily.
We pop every day, all the time. We want the smell. That's part of the, you know, the smell is part of the theater, you know?
And we have a lot of people who just stop by on their way home with their refillable bucket and buy popcorn.
And you know, I want people who are listening to comment if they can. You mean you can call in if you'd like at 893-1450, but I'm going to do a question when we go on break. And just, I want to get a feel. And I may give away two free movie tickets later, you know, at the last segment of the show. But, you know, and we've got the, you know, people are like, well, you know, you can go, you know, join a club and you can watch a movie on Tuesdays, or you can, and it's, you know, like $5, blah, 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 blah. Well, and the twilight's between 3:30 and what, 4:30?
No, 4:30 and 5:30. 4:30.
4:30. Mm-hmm. Every movie's $6 for everybody. So there is no club, and we don't even charge sales tax. The tax is included in your price. I take that out of the $6. So technically, your movie's $5.50. So that's pretty good deal. Plus, you know, I had a friend or lady that comes often, and she came up to me. She goes, "Yeah, my brother passed away a few months ago, and I got this card from at another theater chain, and I went out there. It was me and another adult, so two adults and two children, and it was $63. Well, you know, that's fine. You know, all having all that plush stuff and everything, but $63, a lot of people can't afford that. And what I want is a good out of the house family entertainment destination that you don't feel like you're going broke. And that's what I think the success of Premier Six has been for a lot of families. Because when you can come to the theater, you four of you can get in for $24. Four for $24, and then you can get concessions for everybody and still be at $50.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And we keep our theater extremely clean, and we have a good cleaning crew that comes in the mornings, and they will clean it up. And we get a lot of compliments on our theater, how well and how well upkeep it is.
Well, you know, one thing I've learned in business is your bathrooms have to be clean, and our bathrooms are always clean.
Yeah. I tell the kids, check that bathroom about once every hour. You can't check it too many times.
That's right.
And we get a lot of compliments on how
clean we keep. And being a doorman, like I was in 88, I still check it. I'm once a doorman, always a doorman.
Right.
Right. It's always in your blood. But we're going to go up on our second break here. We're at halftime. I got two more segments left, and we appreciate you listening to the Rutherford Home Show.
You'd have a room full of roses.
If you're planning to buy a home, choose a professional that will look out for you. Anhok & Associates has a proven track record of helping guide clients through the home buying experience. Whether buying your first home, moving up, downsizing, or investing, Ann's team will help you do it right. When it's your time to buy or sell, just ask Ann.
This is Ann Hoke at Keller Williams Realty. I would love to personally talk with you. Call me today at 397-4024. Sell faster and buy smarter with Ann Hoke & Associates.
Hi, this is Dean Higby with Quality Land Management, a division of South Branch Nursery that has been serving customers in the Middle Tennessee area since 1992. Quality Land Management is a leading property maintenance, landscape, design, and installation firm. We provide a full menu of residential and commercial application, including general lawn maintenance, tree and shrub trimming, irrigation, fertilizing, and outdoor pest control. Our team of talented designers will consult with you to create a landscape within your budget that will be the envy of your neighborhood. We offer our service at a very competitive price. Our experience is beyond compare. For a free estimate, please contact us at 893-4030 or visit us on the web at qualitylandmanagement.com.
This is Josh at South Branch Nursery, a full-service, one-stop garden center open to everyone. We have a combined 10.5 acres with great plant material, mulches, landscape stones, and lawn decor. Here at South Branch Nursery, we specialize in hard-to-find trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, and edibles. Call us at 893-4030 to talk to one of our staff. We also have a full line of bagged and bulk soils, mulches, and rock, and even offer to deliver any of our products. Our friendly, knowledgeable staff is always glad to help you create the lawn and landscape you've always wanted and assist you with your outdoor projects. We're open 7 days a week, and we're always online at southbranchnursery.com. Our landscape department is well-trained in design and installation of landscape, irrigation, and lighting. With 17 years' experience, we also design and install hardscapes like patios, walkways, and aquascapes. And once the work is done, our sister company, Quality Land Management, can help you maintain your landscape, whether it be commercial or residential. This is Josh inviting you to come see our South Church Street location just off I-24 past Indian Hills Golf Course, or give us a call at 893-4030. We also have two new locations in Brentwood and Franklin.
Hi, I'm Brian Wilcox, Executive Vice President of First National Bank of Middle Tennessee. I am excited that we now offer two convenient full-service locations for our customers at 1708 Gateway Boulevard and 3427 Memorial Boulevard to our full-service residential mortgage division located in the Gateway off Williams Drive. We strive to offer you the premier community banking experience, so please come see us for all of your financial needs or check us out online at fnbmt.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Nothing compares to the excitement of moving into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it. New homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new. There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home filled with children's laughter or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life. Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all-brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new, and know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
Hi, this is Dean Higby with Quality Land Management, a division of South Branch Nursery that has been serving customers in the Middle Tennessee area since 1992. Quality Land Management is a leading property maintenance, landscape, design, and installation firm. We provide a full menu of residential and commercial application, including general lawn maintenance, tree and shrub trimming, irrigation, fertilizing, and outdoor pest control. Our team of talented designers will consult with you to create a landscape within your budget that will be the envy of your neighborhood. We offer our service at a very competitive price. Our experience is beyond compare. For a free estimate, please contact us at 893-4030 or visit us on the web at qualitylandmanagement.com.
Are you planning to buy or sell a home? Put your confidence and trust in the real estate team at Ann Hoke & Associates Keller Williams. Ann's passion for putting the client first has placed her among the top 10 real estate agents in Middle Tennessee. Call 397-4024 and ask Ann how to sell faster and buy smarter.
This is Ann with Ann Hoke & Associates Keller Williams. Call us today at 397-4024 for a remarkable experience with exceptional results.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants.
Good food and fun.
Come see us at the new Toots West at the corner of Rucker Lane and Highway 96 Franklin Road. Step inside time when vacations used to be down Route 66 and all the roadside attractions. Well, it's in the new Toots and you're going to love it. Come see us today at Toots West. It's open on the corner of Rucker Lane and Highway 96 Franklin Road in West Murfreesboro.
Good food and fun.
All right, welcome back to the Rutherford Home Show. We appreciate you listening. Hope you're enjoying your weekend. The sun is out. Should be a pretty good day to get out and do some things. I know getting ready, what, four more weeks to college football, four more Saturdays after this Saturday. Preseason Titans starting in August 8th, I think. So football around the corner.
High school, college both, universities, all of it.
Yep. I love that time of year. I love September and October. It's been pretty hot. And then we had a good little cool spell last week, which was welcomed tremendously. Not a whole lot of rain here the last couple of days or so. But anyway, good weekend, a great weekend. But we were talking about our popcorn, you know, how we keep popping it and keep on popping it, you know. One of the things when you walk into a theater and have that smell of popcorn, man, that's a big deal, you know. I know when I walk outside the theater and I exercise just right down, you know, and if Rondell from Face It Fitness, which is another good local business if you need a personal trainer or some nutrition help there, he's helped me out tremendously. I work out there 3 to 4 times a week. But I smell that bunny bread when I come out too, and yeah. That's – That'll get you in a, that'll smack you in the face too when you're trying to run down, do your exercise outside and you're running and smelling bunny bread. I guess it's a little booster. But anyway, when I walk into the theater and you smell it, you can hear the sound of the popcorn and you can smell it. I mean, that's part of the ambience of the experience, you know. And then you go in and, you know, our floors are pretty good sloped. I mean,
Real good slope.
Yeah, so it's not like stadium seating, but, I mean, it's as close as you can get to it without having to climb stairs, and that's good on some people.
Right.
And most of our, if not all our chairs, rock, so pretty good there. They're bucket seats. It's like they surround your whole body. It's not just a flat.
To your body,
yeah,
yes.
But like you, it's like a, what do you call that, lumbar support, like a back mm-hmm. support and mm-hmm. stuff? So it's not just like a flat cushion. It's more of a pocket type feel, which I love. A lot of people like those as well. And then, you know, we just upgraded some sound systems and got some new speakers. I'm big on sound. I like to, you know, I like the as good as digital sound as out there. So we did that, and we're making those improvements. Picture quality, we're, you know, still digital projectors. So, I mean, for your money, you know, the value is extremely very, very, very good. But, you know, keeping it as a local business, you know, I always give back to the community. I mean, I'm giving silent auction items for schools, for events, Boys and Girls Club. I keep all my donations in the area, you know, and we donate a lot.
We do.
And I take that money, you know, and I invest back in my community. You know, Shelby's real big on helping out schools. You know, we do a lot of special shows for schools. We give them a rate that nobody can get. You know, they wouldn't have that opportunity. It's more expensive at the other theaters. And, you know, we want to keep people feeling like this is a tradition. You know, this is not just a, oh, let's go have a good time. This is like, man, I remember when I went there with my dad. I remember when I went there with my family as a kid to watch The Incredibles. You know, I want to take my kids back to watch the new Incredibles. We got a lot of that. But we want to make it a family tradition. And, you know, we bring back some of the summer classics, you know, just so we can relive those moments of you know, of a simpler time maybe, yeah. You know.
We have a lot of people come in, man and wife, and they'll say, you know, we had our first date at this theater.
Yeah, no, and that makes you feel good. We also had a proposal done at the theater.
We did
a few years back, and we helped them. We helped the guy arrange that. We put some cool stuff on the screen, and he surprised and got down on one knee. We've had some films, some videos, music videos use our theater. People don't know about that because it is nostalgic. I mean, it's just one of those. And you know, I've got a couple ideas. I was thinking about selling our popcorn on Uber Eats. You know, have movie theater popcorn delivered to your house. I thought, you know, if you had a family night or you have a movie night or a slumber party or if you have a Super Bowl party or you want to have a birthday party or, you know, if you want to order popcorn delivered to your house, freshly popped popcorn, because I don't care how hard you try at home, you're not going to make it as good as the theater makes it. Right.
Exactly right. And also the popcorn, from what I understand and have read lately, the popcorn that you pop in your microwave oven is not healthy for you.
It's not as, and this is fresh popcorn. I mean, our kernels, I think we get those from Kentucky.
We do.
And then we got the special seasoning we use, and then we have coconut oil. So it's really good popcorn, but I was just wondering, you know, people would really like the fact that they could go in and order. You know, like if you had like a graduation party, or you could order, we'll have a big bag you can order. We'll have a smaller bag for smaller events. But I think it would be pretty good to be able to order movie theater popcorn delivered to your house because we have so many people that stop by anyway,
mm-hmm.
You know?
We do.
We also have those loyalty buckets. You know, you can fill those up and have those delivered as gifts because they have lids that we can put on them that are really neat. So those are some of the ideas that we've just been thinking about doing, you know, because like some of the schools that'll do after prom, they'll order 4 and 5 big old bags of popcorn for the kids. And so anyway, if you have any thoughts on that, that would be cool to know. But you know, the movies this year have been good. We got Frozen coming out Frozen 2. We've got It coming out 2. We've got Hobbs and Shaw. We've got the new Star Wars, or the last Star Wars, I think, Rise of Skywalker coming out in December. So we still got a lot of good movies coming down the road.
Well, we have a lot of good movies playing right now at the present time, too.
Mm-hmm. Toy Story was phenomenal. Lion King's phenomenal.
Lion King is really, really great.
It is. And that's in one of the theaters I just... We just put some brand new sound system in there and everything. It rocks. So $6 at 4 o'clock. Can't beat it. I mean, you can't. I don't think you can download Netflix for that. Can you?
Nope. Netflix about
And it gets you out of the house and gets you on your own little. And get you some fresh, good popcorn and chill. I'm going to tell you. I mean, you can go to church. You can watch church at home. You can cook a steak at home. But some things you just need to go out and experience. And that's why you have that. Churches, and that's why you have good restaurants, and that's why you have a good theater.
Well, there's nothing like the big screen experience either.
Yeah, you know, silver screen, it's what we used mm-hmm. to call it. And, you know, do you want to watch, like, Star Wars at home on your TV, or do you want to watch it on a 60-foot screen, you know, with the surround sound and everything?
Right.
You know? Yeah. I mean, I want to watch it on the biggest screen I can find, right? Or at least a decent size. But, you know, maybe like the documentaries, maybe, you know, not so much. But still, it's getting away from your everyday life. Movies are mini vacations. They're mini vacations that take no planning that can be done on the second. Okay? You got a bad day? See a movie. You got a good day? Let's get the family go see a movie. That's what makes movies so cool. And you get to pick. You know, it's kind of like, well, I can go to the Bahamas. I can go to Hawaii. I can go to France. Or I can go to Russia. You know what I mean? You can pick three different types of events or movies. I mean, you have a variety and you just do it. You know, like that movie Crawl. It's a B-type movie, but it was really good about the alligators. And I had a lot of people say, man, that's a good movie. You know, so if you want to go watch Alligators Attack, then you go watch Toy Story, you know. And then there's a lot of reference in Toy Story of Tom Hanks' past movies, which is kind of cool. So if you follow Tom Hanks, you'd be like, oh, I remember that in such and such. Or so, and he's coming out with and playing Mr. Rogers. Did you see that? They're going to do a Mr. Rogers and Tom Hanks, and I think that'll be phenomenal. So a lot of good things going on. I love the movies, as you can tell. You'll see me up there working and helping. I know Shelby's probably like, hey, but I just like being a part of the action, but. And speaking of which, we got one last show or segment left. I hope you stay with us, and we'll be right back with the Rutherford Home Show.
Nothing compares to the excitement of moving into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it. New homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new. There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home filled with children's laughter or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life. Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all-brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new, and know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
Hi, this is Dean Higby with Quality Land Management, a division of South Branch Nursery that has been serving customers in the Middle Tennessee area since 1992. Quality Land Management is a leading property maintenance, landscape, design, and installation firm. We provide a full menu of residential and commercial application, including general lawn maintenance, tree and shrub trimming, irrigation, fertilizing, and outdoor pest control. Our team of talented designers will consult with you to create a landscape within your budget that will be the envy of your neighborhood. We offer our service at a very competitive price. Our experience is beyond compare. For a free estimate, please contact us at 893-4030 or visit us on the web at qualitylandmanagement.com.
If you're planning to buy a home, choose a professional that will look out for you. Anhok & Associates has a proven track record of helping guide clients through the home buying experience. Whether buying your first home, moving up, downsizing, or investing, Ann's team will help you do it right. When it's your time to buy or sell, just ask Ann.
This is Ann Hoke at Keller Williams Realty. I would love to personally talk with you. Call me today at 397-4024. Sell faster and buy smarter with Ann Hoke & Associates.
This is Josh at South Branch Nursery, a full-service, one-stop garden center open to everyone. We have a combined 10.5 acres with great plant material, mulches, landscape stones, and lawn decor. Here at South Branch Nursery, we specialize in hard-to-find trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, and edibles. Call us at 893-4030 to talk to one of our staff. We also have a full line of bagged and bulk soils, mulches, and rock, and even offer to deliver any of our products. Our friendly, knowledgeable staff is always glad to help you create the lawn and landscape you've always wanted and assist you with your outdoor projects. We're open 7 days a week, and we're always online at southbranchnursery.com. Our landscape department is well-trained in design and installation of landscape, irrigation, and lighting. With 17 years' experience, we also design and install hardscapes like patios, walkways, and aquascapes. And once the work is done, our sister company, Quality Land Management, can help you maintain your landscape, whether it be commercial or residential. This is Josh inviting you to come see our South Church Street location, just off I-24 past Indian Hills Golf Course, or give us a call at 893-4030. We also have two new locations in Brentwood and Franklin.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun. Our newest location, Toots West, is now open. It's on the corner of Rucker Lane and Highway 96, Franklin Road, and it's the same delicious food, the exact same menu and prices, the same service you've come to love, and the daily specials are exactly the same. Come have your Toots experience now at Toots West. Toots West, it's open on the corner of Rucker Lane and Highway 96, Franklin Road in West Murfreesboro.
Are you planning to buy or sell a home? Put your confidence and trust in the real estate team at Ann Hoke & Associates Keller Williams. Ann's passion for putting the client first has placed her among the top 10 real estate agents in Middle Tennessee. Call 397-4024 and ask Ann how to sell faster and buy smarter.
This is Ann with Ann Hoke & Associates Keller Williams. Call us today at 397-4024 for a remarkable experience with exceptional results.
Hi, I'm Rick Thornton, Senior Vice President and Commercial Lender at First National Bank of Middle Tennessee's Gateway Branch. If you have commercial or business financial needs, let me put my extensive experience and background to work for you and show you why we're the home of premier community banking. First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, 1708 Gateway Boulevard, online at fnbmt.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, welcome back to the Rutherford Home Show. I want to give a big shout out to Jake Wallman here today, his first day here producing our show. Jake, it's good to meet you. Like your shirt, he's got a Braves jersey on, so tomahawk chop to you.
That's right.
So
good to meet you guys.
Yep, so you're going to hopefully be.
Yeah, I think I'll be the new Saturday guy unless something comes up where I have to go out of town or.
Yeah, that's cool. Like we got that too. Where are you from?
I'm from right here in Murfreesboro. Graduated from UT last December with a degree in radio.
Well, and good for you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, welcome aboard. We appreciate you. So another fine addition, just like at the Premier Six, good people here at WGNS as well.
The good neighbor station.
That's right. And good times here in Murfreesboro. You know, people thought about leaving. I stayed, so I'm glad I did. Well, I want to give away two free movie tickets to the Premier Six Theater. And all you have to do is be the first caller at 893-1450 now. 893-1450, first caller gets two free movie tickets. I'd like to give those away, and they're good, you know, for any show. So, Larry, let's, as we wrap up our show, you know, I've enjoyed having you on here. You've been a very good, an excellent employee. I know Bill.
Well, thank you.
Rest in peace, Bill Brooks. He was a good one. He taught me a lot, him and Joe T. But Bill kind of was my dad without a blood relation. He was my work dad, but that didn't matter. I mean, I considered him my, you know, when my dad passed, I leaned on Bill a lot. You know, I'd call him up just like I did my dad. I said, I hope you realize that I'm going to be calling you more now. And he was like, oh, I got you, Dave, you know. So, It's kind of surreal when you look back at all the influences of Joe T and my dad and Bill, and then they're gone.
Bill was a very wonderful person. He would help anybody, anytime, anywhere.
But you better not cross him.
That's right.
You know, and then some people did cross him, and he helped them again, and then he's just washed his hands. And, you know, he tried. He wanted people to learn to do better, not make the same mistake, you know. And he'd... So, and his way would sometimes be a little harsh, like, what are you, stupid? And he'd be like that. But he meant well, he did well, and I couldn't have be where I am today. I mean, I know without his experience and his help and his mentoring of me. And, Bill Brooks was, I put him right underneath my dad.
He was a great guy, and he did helped a lot of people in this community.
Right. And I know that when he had passed, we had talked a few times, and he said, you know, I'm so glad that things worked out, that I was able to purchase the theater. He said it was perfect. Mm-hmm. And that was the last conversation we had, and he just wanted to thank me for that. And I didn't, you know, bargain with the price. I thought the price was fair, and but he wanted me to have it. We go way back, and he knew my heart was in it, my passion was in it, and anybody that knows me can hear it coming out of my, can feel it coming out of me, and that's what he wanted. He didn't want to sell it to somebody that didn't want to carry on what he had created.
Right.
And then with that, I knew I had to go get Miss Shelby Brantley, because without her, I couldn't do what I do on a day-to-day basis, and I knew her heart was just as big as mine in the theater, and she wanted to be a part of it, and Bill first said, I don't think you'll ever get her, and get her back. And so it took me what, 3 or 4 months?
It did. And Shelby's doing an excellent, and I mean an excellent job as general manager.
Right. And but you know, one thing, my strong point, Larry, is finding the right people to put them in the right position. That's one thing I think I've been good at. But I get to know people and figure out where they need to be, and if you can figure out where you need to be, man, that's half the battle. You know, a lot of people can't find their place, but I know, and I've got another venture I'm thinking about starting up, and I've got two people I know that are perfect for it. They've done it before, and I know I can trust them, and I know they'll be good at it. They've done it. We had tried a couple other options, remember, before we got, and I said, got to have Shelby. Yep. Got to have Shelby. And I told Bill, I cannot buy this unless I have Shelby. So, but that's the family history behind that theater, you know. It is a true local business that's been established since 1967. So how many years is that? 52 years and going? Another awesome business in town that I am so proud to know the owner and be a part of it. I eat there all the time. I'm going to eat lunch there today. Guess what it is?
Toots.
Yeah, I'm meeting some people over there at Toots today after the show. But, you know, Toots has been just a driving force in Rutherford County, and especially Wade, and what he does with the Boys and Girls Club is just phenomenal. I go to the Steak and Burger every year. I buy a table from I love that event. It's fun. You get to see like Charles Barkley, Terry Bradshaw, Calipari from Kentucky, I mean Steve Spurrier, I mean, I think Peyton Manning's done it before. But I mean, we help out with the Boys and Girls Club too, with summer movies and field trips. So you know, we can do more, and we're going to do more. I know the new Toots has opened up, and it's phenomenal. My heart's with the Toots on Broad Street, because that's where I grew up, you know, and it's right there by my theater. It's economical for families. It's a family restaurant, and then I have an economically family-friendly theater. So you can go to Toots and go to the Premier Six and save half the money.
That's right.
And have a good old time.
And Toots serves good food.
They do. They have a great menu. They've opened it up a little bit, so if you're a health nut, you can still eat there. Mm-hmm. If you like their, I like their new sweet potato wedges. And they have broccoli, and they have, their chicken on a stick. I usually get that with broccoli, and it's great. So.
And Premier 6 is your friendly hometown-owned theater.
It is. But we did do special shows. We'll do a couple of Halloween special shows, like play the original Halloween. We'll do some Christmas shows again, which is always fun. We do a lot of special event shows. If you have a group, an employee outing, or a group, or like if you want to do a movie for your employees, we do that. We probably have 40 or 50 special shows a year outside of open business. So,
oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we did have a winner on our movie tickets. We'd like to say Don McGill, we appreciate you listening. He's the winner of 2 free movie tickets. We'll be calling you here in a minute when we get off the show. You can follow us. Go to Premier 6, and that's a E on the end, Premier 6. And on Facebook or Instagram, follow us for prize. We give prize giveaways. We celebrate our kids'
birthdays
and graduations, mm-hmm. and successes. So follow us if you want to feel like you're a part of the family. We'd appreciate you liking our page. Also, I'm thinking about doing, I know what I'm doing. I'm thinking about selling some vintage T-shirts and giving the proceeds to a local charity. But I want to do a Premier 6 vintage T-shirt. Established, local, mm-hmm. established 1967. And I'm working on that. So that'll stay tuned to the Facebook page or this radio station, radio show, Rutherford Home Show, and I'll make that announcement. So we got 2 possible things coming up, maybe some popcorn on Uber Eats or DoorDash, and some vintage Premier 6 T-shirts. You could do one with Toots as well, and do some other local businesses, Holden Hardware. Make it kind of cool. Get the vintage local shirts. So I'm working on that as well. Again, Premier 6 Theater, Jackson Heights Shopping Center. We're open. Come see a movie today. We would appreciate any feedback or anything that we can do to make your experience better. We try real hard to make it great and serve you the way you need to be, especially spending that kind of money. You can go to goseeamovie.com. That's the best way to get your correct show times. Goseeamovie.com, and you can find out all your information. A big shout out to all the sponsors. We couldn't do it without you. We'll see Dean next week. Thank you, Fred Goodwin, and see you, Larry. You doing all right?
I'm doing great.
Appreciate you. You'll be there tonight?
I'll be there tonight at 5 o'clock. Sam Goodwin's there this afternoon from 1 to 5:30, and he's got a great staff with him.
All right. We'll see you soon, and thanks for listening to the Rutherford Home Show.